I emphasize the word short because I doubt if many first-time novelists will be able to complete a draft of some equivalent to Bleak House or War and Peace within the requisite time. I don't promise a masterpiece, just a durable first novel of a certain length, let us say 50 to 60,000 words. Second, I am not promising that you will, necessarily, produce a book that is destined to be snapped up by the publishing world. It may be that you have the right story and the right words to interest a publisher. It might be that you have written a beautiful piece that no one is interested in. And, of course, your first attempt as a fiction writer might not come up to the standard set by the industry. I can't promise you worldly success, but I can say that if you follow the path I lay out here, you will experience the personal satisfaction of having written a novel. And from that point, anything is possible. The body of this book is broken up into five essential sections. It starts out with the general disciplines and attitudes that a writer of fiction must adopt. These practices will see you past many of the emotional, intellectual, and psychological restraints that come to bear on almost every writer. Next, I will give an exhaustive explanation of the elements of fiction writing. Here, I will talk about plot and story, character and character development, showing versus telling, and narrative voice. This section will be capped off with a discussion of poetry and how important that discipline is to any writer. These are the tools of the writer of fiction. Without them, the story you wish to tell will lose its way and founder. After presenting you with these tools, I will give you some choices about how you might start your book. I will also talk about the process of writing, explaining how to create a first draft, pretty much painlessly. After learning how to go about writing and studying the tools with which to accomplish this task, you will find out about editing, which is another term for rewriting. Rewriting is the most important job for the novelist. This is where the real work begins. The first draft is little more than an outline of the novel you wish to write. Rewriting is where you make the story into song. After this music lesson, we talk about the miscellaneous topics of genre, publishing, and aesthetics. Once you listen to these few pages, I believe that you will be prepared to write a book of your own. From that point on, all you'll need is the desire and the will to write your novel. 1. The general disciplines that every writer needs. Writing every day. The first thing you have to know about writing is that it is something you must do every day. Every morning or every night, whatever time it is that you have. Ideally, the time you decide on is also the time when you do your best work. There are two reasons for this rule: getting the work done and connecting with your unconscious mind. If you want to finish this novel of yours within a year, you have to get to work. There's not a moment to lose. There's no time to wait for inspiration. Getting your words down on the page takes time. How much? I write 3 hours every morning. It's the first thing I do. Monday through Sunday, 52 weeks a year. Some days I miss, but rarely does this happen more than once a month. Writing is a serious enterprise that takes a certain amount of constancy and rigor. But will and regularity are only the beginnings of the discipline and rewards that daily writing will mean for you. The most important thing I've found about writing is that it is primarily an unconscious activity. What do I mean by this? I mean that a novel is larger than your head or conscious mind. The connections, moods, metaphors, and experiences that you call up while writing will come from a place deep inside you. Sometimes you will wonder who wrote those words. Sometimes you will be swept up by a fevered passion relating a convoluted journey through your protagonist's ragged heart. These moments are when you have connected to some deep place within you, a place that harbors the zeal that made you want to write to begin with. The way you get to this unconscious place is by writing every day. Or not even writing. Some days you may be rewriting, rereading, or just sitting there scrolling back and forth through the text. This is enough to bring you back into the dream of your story. What, you ask, is the dream of a story? This is a mood and a continent of thought below your conscious mind, a place that you get closer to with each foray into the words and worlds of your novel.